All right, let's jump right into it. Today, we're diving deep into the world of B2B SaaS lead generation.
It sounds exciting.
Oh, it is. We're dissecting this insightful article, Innovative Approaches to B2B Lead Generation for SaaS Companies. Think of this deep dive as your secret weapon for, cutting through all the noise out there and really grabbing attention in 2024 and beyond.
I like it, a secret weapon.
Exactly. Whether you're prepping for a big presentation or just curious about how SaaS companies are staying ahead in this crazy digital landscape.
We've got the inside scoop.
We do. So one of the things that struck me right away in this article is how much the game has changed.
It really has.
It's no longer about those generic, mass blasts anymore.
It's all about hyper-personalization now.
Hyper-personalization.
Understanding each individual's needs and, well, leveraging the power of AI to make it happen.
That's almost like, Minority Report, but for marketing.
I can see that.
Like predicting what a lead wants before they even realize it themselves.
Using data to anticipate needs, that's next level stuff.
Exactly. And the article stresses that this is especially crucial for capturing the millennial market.
Which makes sense, right? They've grown up surrounded by personalized experiences, so naturally they expect that from the brands they interact with.
So, goodbye one size fits all, hello tailor-made campaigns.
Exactly.
And speaking of laser focus, the article dives into account-based marketing, or ABM.
Ah, yes, ABM.
It sounds like the ultimate sniper rifle approach to attracting clients.
That's a great analogy. Instead of scattering your efforts, you're zeroing in on high-value accounts.
So strategic.
It is. You align sales and marketing to deliver a campaign so precise, it's practically personalized to that specific company's needs.
Wow. And you know what else is taking ABM to a whole new level?
Let me guess. AI.
AI.
You got it.
Yeah.
So we're talking about pinpointing those accounts with the highest potential for those long-term profitable relationships.
It's about quality over quantity.
Exactly. And let's not forget about social media. It's not just for, funny videos anymore.
Definitely not. It's where decision makers are hanging out. Platforms like LinkedIn and Twitter.
Prime real estate.
If you can engage them there with insightful content.
You're building relationships, not just shouting into the void.
Exactly. And get this, even TikTok is making waves in the B2B space now.
No way. TikTok.
Yeah, the lines between B2B and B2C are blurring. It's fascinating.
Who would have thought we'd be marketing sauce on TikTok, right?
I know. But whether it's TikTok, LinkedIn, or whatever platform comes next,
Yeah.
the article really emphasizes the importance of data analytics.
Oh, absolutely.
It's about understanding your audience, their behavior on these platforms.
So you can refine those campaigns.
Exactly. Personalize the content and make sure you're hitting the right people with the right message at the right time.
Speaking of hitting the right people, let's talk about gated content.
Love it.
Like that amazing ebook that helped you solve a problem, or a white paper that gave you that aha moment.
Exactly. Providing those valuable resources, still incredibly effective.
The key is to offer genuine value, not just fluffy marketing speak.
Absolutely. It's about positioning yourself as that go-to expert.
Building trust through genuinely helpful content. So you really need to understand your audience's needs and then, exceed their expectations with what you offer.
Couldn't have said it better myself. But even the best content won't do much good if people can't easily access it.
That's where UX comes in.
Oh, user experience is so important.
We've all experienced those clunky websites. It's like watching paint dry.
A seamless website is an absolute must.
Lightning-fast load times.
Mobile optimization, for sure.
And clear calls to action.
It's about smoothing out that user's journey, leading them towards a conversion.
It's the difference between, a well-paved highway and a bumpy dirt road.
You got it. A frustrating website experience, guaranteed lost business.
And you know what else is important for attracting those leads?
Pricing strategies.
Pricing.
Yeah.
The article talks about those freemium models.
Oh, yeah, freemium is great. Break down those barriers. Let people experience the value firsthand.
Try before you buy. And then there's tiered pricing.
Giving people options.
Catering to those different needs and budgets.
Like a menu with different choices.
Like a buffet with different price points.
Love that analogy. Something for every appetite.
Now let's talk about multi-touch campaigns,
They're more important than ever.
especially in today's complex buying journey.
Right. It's not just one email or one phone call anymore.
Today's buyers, they're doing their research.
They're reading blog posts, attending webinars, checking out social media. It's not linear anymore.
Multi-touch keeps you top of mind throughout that whole process.
Delivering a consistent message across all those channels.
Email, social media, webinars.
It's like a well-choreographed dance.
Every touchpoint moving that lead closer and closer.
And with the right tools, so much of it can be automated.
So it's efficient and effective. Speaking of effective, the article also dives into thought leadership.
It's about positioning yourself as the authority in your industry.
Sharing those valuable insights.
Think blog posts, white papers, webinars, even speaking engagements.
It's about creating those aha
moments. You're not just generating leads.
They're becoming that trusted resource.
Exactly. And when you deliver that high quality educational content, you know, content that tackles those challenges head on.
You're not just selling a product.
You're building a reputation as a valuable partner.
All right, get ready for this because it's a game changer. Generative AI.
Oh, yeah. This is big.
Tools like ChatGPT are changing the way we create content.
It's about creating that high-quality, personalized content at a scale we never thought possible.
Imagine being able to tailor email campaigns to, you know, hundreds of leads, each one speaking directly to their specific needs.
It's powerful stuff.
It's like having a, you know, a tireless writing assistant.
It really is.
But with all this focus on data and AI, we can't forget the human side of things, right?
Absolutely.
That's where ethical considerations come in.
And sustainable practices.
Buyers are caring more and more about, you know, the values of the companies they support.
It's not just about getting any lead.
It's about attracting the right leads.
Those that align with your values.
And speaking of building trust, we have to talk about data privacy.
Oh, it's a big one.
It's like the elephant in the room.
Data breaches are making headlines constantly.
And regulations like GDPR and CCPA are changing the game?
They are. And, you know, it's not just about being compliant.
It's about being ethical.
Being upfront about your data practices.
Building that trust with your audience.
And it sets you apart from the competition.
You know, when a company is transparent with you about their data, it builds confidence, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, last but not least, before we wrap up this part of our deep dive.
Hit me.
Video marketing.
Ah, yes, video.
It's becoming so essential in B2B SaaS.
It really is. And I'm not just talking about product demos here.
We're talking webinars, tutorials.
And even those personalized video messages.
And guess what? TikTok is even making waves in B2B.
It's wild. It just shows how versatile video is.
Video allows you to connect on a much deeper level.
Build that trust, showcase expertise.
And as AI advances, we can expect even more personalized video experiences.
It's the future of communication.
And we're just getting started.
It really is amazing to see how video has gone from like a nice to have to a must have, you know, in the B2B world.
It feels like the future of communication for sure, especially when you consider how AI can personalize those video experiences.
Yeah.
Imagine each viewer receiving content tailored just for them. That's powerful stuff.
Absolutely.
But the article also tackles some really interesting questions about B2B size lead generation.
Yeah.
And I think this will be super helpful for our listeners as we kind of unpack all these strategies, you know.
For sure. These questions really get to the heart of what, you know, businesses are wrestling with.
Yes.
As they try to navigate lead generation.
It's not just about the what, but the how.
Right.
How to actually make these strategies work in the real world.
Exactly.
So the first question they tackle is a big one.
Yeah.
Measuring ROI.
Aye.
How can SaaS companies know if their lead generation efforts are actually paying off?
Right, because it's one thing to attract leads, but it's another to turn them into, you know, paying customers.
Exactly.
That's where tracking KPIs comes in.
KPIs.
Key performance indicators.
Got it.
It's not enough to just look at the number of leads.
Right.
You need to dig deeper and understand which leads are actually qualified, you know?
So quality over quantity.
Exactly. So, you know, one of most important KPIs is cost per lead.
Cost per lead.
Or CPL.
CPL.
This basically tells you how much you're spending to acquire each lead.
Okay.
Gives you a good sense of your budget's efficiency.
Makes sense.
Then you've got the lead conversion rate.
Okay.
Which measures how many of those leads actually become paying customers.
Oh, I see.
A high conversion rate, that's a good sign.
It means you're attracting the right people.
Right. The ones who are genuinely interested.
The ones who are actually going to buy something.
Exactly.
So we're not just throwing things out there and seeing what sticks.
No, no. It's targeted efforts.
Targeted efforts.
Yielding real results.
Love it. And then there's CAC.
Oh, yes, customer acquisition cost.
Customer acquisition cost.
This is huge because it measures the overall cost of acquiring a new customer.
So it's about understanding the profitability of your marketing
exactly.
and sales efforts.
The goal is to keep CAC as low as possible
yeah.
while still attracting those high-value customers.
The ones who will stick around.
Right. It's a balancing act.
Makes sense.
Maximizing efficiency while still attracting the right kind of customer.
Right. Are there any other KPIs that SaaS companies should be watching?
Oh, absolutely. We can't forget about customer lifetime value.
Customer lifetime value.
Or CLTV.
CLTV.
This is about looking beyond just that initial sale.
Right.
And thinking about the total revenue you'll get from a customer.
Over their entire relationship with your company.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that some customers are more valuable in the long run.
Oh, I see.
So understanding CLTV helps you make smarter decisions about how much you're willing to spend to acquire a customer.
It's about the lifetime value, not just the transaction.
Right, and you'll know which customer segments are most valuable.
So you can focus your energy on those segments.
Precisely. You attract and retain those high-value customers, and they contribute to your long-term success.
Love it.
Makes sense, right?
Absolutely. The article also talks about integrating analytics tools with your CRM.
Oh, yeah.
To get a more, you know, a more holistic view of the customer journey.
It's all about connecting the dots.
Connecting the dots.
So you can track the customer's journey from their first interaction with your brand.
Okay.
All the way through, you know, their conversion to a customer and beyond.
So you can see what's working.
Exactly. Which campaigns are driving the most qualified leads? Which sales strategies are most effective?
It's like a 360-degree view.
Exactly. And remember, data is only as good as what you do with it.
Right.
Integrating your systems gives you that power.
It's all about using those insights to create a better experience.
For your customers, exactly. Now, I want to circle back to content marketing.
Content marketing.
We touched on it earlier, but it's so vital for B2B SaaS.
It really is the backbone of any good lead generation strategy.
It's about providing genuine value to your audience.
Right, not just pushing sales messages.
Think of it as building a library of knowledge that educates, informs.
And even entertains.
Yes, you become a trusted thought leader.
So what are some of the, you know, the types of content that SaaS companies can create to attract these leads?
Oh, the possibilities are endless. Blog posts, white papers, ebooks, case studies, webinars, videos, infographics.
Wow, that's a lot.
It's about creating content that speaks directly to your audience's pain points, offers solutions, and showcases your expertise.
Okay, so a mix of content that educates, inspires,
and entertains.
Right, but how does this content actually, you know, generate leads?
Ah, that's where the lead magnet comes in.
Lead magnet.
You offer something valuable for free.
Like an ebook or a webinar.
Exactly. In exchange for their contact info.
So they get something valuable.
And you get to nurture that relationship.
I like it. It's a win-win.
Right. And once you have that contact info, you can nurture those leads with targeted emails.
Personalized recommendations.
It's all about building a relationship based on trust and value.
The article also mentions the importance of automation.
Oh, automation is key for SaaS companies.
It's a game changer.
It lets you automate those repetitive tasks. Personalized communication.
I mean, track your campaign.
Without breaking a sweat. Imagine sending personalized messages to every lead based on their interests.
It's like having a whole team of virtual assistants.
Exactly. And yeah. That frees up your team to focus on building relationships and closing deals.
So it's about working smarter, not harder.
You got it. Now, let's talk about account-based marketing.
ABM.
We mentioned it briefly before.
We did.
But it's a game changer for B2B SaaS.
Especially for those longer sales cycles.
Right, where you have multiple decision makers.
Instead of casting a wide net.
You focus on those high-value accounts.
The ones that fit your ideal customer profile.
Exactly. It's precision targeting.
So it's like a bespoke suit versus, you know, off the rack.
I love that analogy. You're tailoring the experience to each stakeholder in that account.
It's all about collaboration between sales and marketing, right?
Oh, absolutely. Both teams need to be aligned.
On those target accounts?
Messaging, goals, everything.
Now, let's talk about data privacy again.
It's a hot topic these days.
For good reason.
GDPR, CCPA, these regulations are really raising the bar.
For how companies handle data.
Size companies need to prioritize transparency.
Get consent from those leads.
And implement strong security measures.
It's about building trust.
Absolutely. So you need to clearly communicate what data you collect.
How you use it.
How long you keep it.
And make it easy for people to access or delete their data.
Exactly. Those opt-in forms and privacy policies need to be clear and easy to understand.
And people should be able to withdraw their consent.
At any time. It's about empowering the user.
And data security is crucial, too.
Oh, absolutely. You need robust security measures.
Things like encryption.
Access controls, security audits.
And a plan in case of a breach.
Being proactive is so important.
Before we wrap up this part, I want to touch on video marketing again.
It's such a powerful tool.
It can really set you apart.
Video is great for storytelling, showcasing expertise.
It makes your brand more human.
And it's engaging, you know, people are bombarded with information all the time.
Video helps you stand out.
But remember, it's not just about creating any video.
Right.
It's about choosing the right platform, the right format.
For your audience.
And delivering content that provides value.
Whether it's TikTok, YouTube, or a personalized email.
The key is to understand your audience.
This has been such an insightful look at B2B SaaS lead generation.
It really has.
We've covered so much.
From hyper-personalization to AI, data privacy.
And the power of video.
I mean, we're not done yet.
There's still more to uncover in part three, where we'll explore even more innovative approaches to attracting those valuable leads.
And building those lasting relationships.
So stay tuned. Welcome back. We're diving into the final part of our deep dive into B2B SaaS lead generation.
It's amazing how much ground we've covered, right?
It really is. We've talked about everything from, you know, hyper-personalization to data privacy and the power of video.
It shows just how much this whole landscape is changing.
It's constantly evolving. And with all these changes, I keep coming back to, one fundamental principle.
Oh, and what's that?
The power of human connection.
Ah, I knew you were going to say that.
It's true, though. No matter how advanced our technology gets,
we can't forget we're dealing with people.
Exactly.
At the heart of it, B2B SaaS lead generation, it's all about connecting with individuals.
Understanding their needs.
Providing solutions that really make a difference.
And, you know, technology can help us do that more effectively, but it can't replace that human element.
Couldn't agree more.
So the article wraps up by looking at the future of B2B SaaS lead generation.
The future.
And there's some exciting possibilities on the horizon.
Like what? Fill me in.
Well, one thing that really jumped out was this idea of hyper-personalization, you know, becoming even more important.
Driven by advancements in AI.
Exactly. We're talking about going beyond just basic segmentation.
Treating each lead as a unique individual.
Right. Imagine a world where those marketing messages are tailored to each person's needs and desires.
It's like a one-on-one conversation with every single lead.
And as AI gets even more advanced, those personalized experiences will become even more sophisticated.
We're talking AI tools that can analyze tons of data, delivering incredibly targeted content.
Meeting your leads exactly where they are in their journey.
Wow.
Pretty amazing. But it's not all about the tech.
Oh, right. There's more.
The article also talks about how trust and transparency are becoming increasingly important.
Which makes sense, right?
In today's world, buyers want to do business with companies they can trust.
Companies that are transparent about their data practices, you know?
And that align with their values.
It's not just about capturing any lead.
It's about attracting the right leads.
Those that will become loyal customers.
Exactly. Building that trust starts with that very first interaction.
It's about being authentic, providing real value.
And demonstrating that you respect your lead's privacy.
Because honesty and transparency are the foundation of any strong relationship.
Okay, one last thing before we wrap up.
Okay, hit me.
The article stresses how important it is for SaaS companies to be, you know, agile and adaptable.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense with how quickly things change in this market.
Exactly. New technologies, shifting customer expectations.
Fierce competition.
Companies that can adapt quickly will thrive.
It's about staying ahead of the curve.
And constantly refining your approach.
So it's not just about, like, keeping up with trends. It's about being proactive.
Experimenting.
And constantly learning.
Well, this has been an incredible journey, exploring the world of B2B SaaS lead generation.
It really has. We've covered so much.
You've talked about hyper-personalization, the power of AI, the importance of data privacy. And, of course, we can't forget about the human element.
It all comes back to that, doesn't it?
It does. So as you continue to explore this ever-evolving world, remember to always prioritize building genuine relationships, you know, fostering trust, and always, always deliver real value. Thanks for joining us.